Out at the Buffalo Chip Campground, Sturgis 2011, I'm visiting with Rupert. And Rupert, first of all, I saw yesterday at the Legends press conference, you had a great message there, and I want to help get the word out a little bit about what you're doing with Rupert's Kids and some cool things. So why don't we just start there? Rupert's Kids, what's your mission and goal?
Exactly right. Well, thank you very much first for even just giving us the chance to talk. Showing our communities out there how we can bring that mentoring program back home and take the government out of it, put it back in our control, empowering our kids. Check out rupertskids.org. We've been running for 20 years with no government dollars and no real government influence in us. So if a kid takes 6 months or 6 years to learn how to go to work and how to take care of themselves, we have that ability to do that. That's what we were talking about yesterday on the Legends Ride, and like, I like being involved so much with the last 4 years, every year of the Legends Ride, going out there and showing how the biker community is really one of those communities that look like they don't really fit and are those that fit the most, because we are quietly helping each other.
Well, when you talk about the development of how you're able to keep this organization going and growing, but without government assistance, which, you know, it seems like there's so much of that being offered, and frankly,
right,
we're borrowing money to do it and borrowing money to pay the money we borrowed. But now, you know, the economy, as you were saying, has been a challenge. So you found some new ways to find some funding.
I have. You know, in 08, when everything kind of changed and corporate America and private sector pretty much stopped giving to the charitable side, we started thinking about more different ways of revenue, different incomes, revenue sources coming in. I started creating new games for the gaming world and have taken them to Nevada. And just yesterday got my second game licensed in Nevada, Rapid Replay. It is a game on the roulette wheel. The roulette wheel hasn't changed in 100 years. I'm bringing a new side bet to the roulette wheel that's a 299-to-1 bet. I bring that to the casinos and show that you can rent that from me. Everything that I generate off of that game, 20% off the top before the first bill is paid, goes into a charitable account and sits in that community that is generated in until we get that magic $100,000. That is not that much. That gives 10 kids a chance. 1 year's worth of budget and lets you be able to generate next year's budget this year. And show you will, I guarantee, have 6 or 7 out of those 10 kids at the end of the year ready to go to work, and show that $100,000 saved the community at least that much, if not 2 or 3 times that. It is a win-win situation. You teach kids that are going on that path to be a career criminal how to make a legal living, and you give the community back that ability to save money while we're helping our kids grow up. It works.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It's the best little program out there, and that's why we've made it 20 darn years with no darn help.
Wonderful. Well, one last little quick comment. You met them last night, but we got Ethanol is one of these sponsors out here.
Right.
You know, I know I've seen you at an Indy 500. They run on, those Indy cars run on 100% ethanol. What do you think of the idea of homegrown fuel?
You know, I come from a state where the corn and soybeans are big, where homegrown is a big deal to me. That's why I ride the darn Victory. It's an American-made bike. That's why I work in our community. I want to show how we work in our own backyard. Using the ethanol and going out to the 500, which I love. I've been there for years. You know, I'm a good Hoosier Indy boy. Being able to see those guys out there running with homegrown fuel, it's a beautiful thing.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Rupert. We've been visiting here at the Chip at Sturgis 2011. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.